right, welcome to Mission Academy regular board meeting. It is Friday, February 3rd at 10:30 a.m. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures. As addressed by the board under agenda item IE, the public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to open up our meeting and we'll do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John Dortch?
Present.
Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So we have a quorum. So now we're going to go to the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're going to have John Dortch do it, and everyone else put their phone on hold.
My pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. So now we're going to go to staff introductions, and we'll start with corporate officers. Jerry Vincent.
Yes, good morning, board and staff members that are able to attend. This is Jerry Vincent, corporate officer. Mr. Brown will not be in attendance this morning, and our area superintendent and principal are engaged in very important activities and will not be with us for this brief meeting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. School staff.
Good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Anybody else? All right. Let's go to school legal counsel.
Yes. Good morning. Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
Thank you. Welcome, Bill. Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good morning. It's Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. Welcome, everybody. So now we're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board packets for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency. As long as the board makes required findings every 30 days, the meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no questions or comments, can I have a motion and a second to adopt 1E?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John Dortch will second the motion.
Okay, so Mike Malloy's motion, John Dortch is seconded. We'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. We're now on 1F, approve agenda for the February 3, 2023 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. So I need a motion and a second to approve this, these agendas. Agenda.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve F.
Okay, so Claudette Beck has motioned. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Juan Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. We're now under 1G. Approve minutes of the... These, are there any corrections or comments? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
John Dortch, move to approve.
Mike Malloy, seconded.
Gentlemen, John Dortch has moved. Mike Malloy is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Well, 1G has been approved unanimously. Now into 1H, approved minutes of the January 6, 2023 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And again, I assume that you've all read these. Are there any corrections or comments? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1H?
Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudette Beck second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1H has been approved unanimously. Now we're on to 2, consent items. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. So we under consent agenda, we have 1, the board will be asked to approve the board members' travel reimbursement policy on pages 27. And 2, the board will be asked to approve the school accountability report card on pages 28 through 44. Is there any board member who would like to table or discuss one of these? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda A, 1, and 2?
Claudette Beck, I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 and 2.
Barbara Willebrand will second.
So Claudette Beck has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So consent agenda items 1 and 2 have been approved unanimously. So now we're under public comments, which is 3 on our agenda. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board. Whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, and provide direction to staff or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you so much. We're now on 4, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. So, Jerry Denson.
Yes, thank you, board, for an efficient meeting. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Any other board members' comments and observations today? All right, thank you all. So we're now going to 5, closing items. Next regular board meeting date, February 28th at 10:30 a.m. So now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Claudette Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Barbara Willebrand will second.
Thank you, ladies. Claudette Beck's motion, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So this meeting is adjourned by a unanimous vote. So thank you so much.
Thank you.